This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. School officials in Hoover are trying to figure out what's next now that the district has reversed a decision to end bus service for most students next school year. The Hoover School Board made the change Tuesday evening after months of harsh criticism from some parent groups and residents. And here to talk about that and other matters of local interest is Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
So in July, the school board made this decision to end bus service next school year. They stood by that decision, but then reversed it on Tuesday. How big a deal is this reversal?
Well, I think it's a huge deal, particularly from those who really suspected all along, and I guess I would be one of them, that this was really a kind of a move to stem the flow of low-income and minority students into the area. It also is huge to people who are merely trying to keep their kids on the school buses. And I think we can't overstate it.
Well, what accounts for this change of heart then?
Well, I mean, they did come under serious pressure from parents groups, from civil rights groups, and let's face it, the Justice Department was also looking into it. I think they had to reassess what they were doing and came up with an alternative.
They said that you and others were suspicious that there were ulterior motives, particularly around keeping low or minority students out of the system. The fact that they reversed this, does this push that discussion aside in some way?
It does in a way, but of course, right now they're considering trying to charge a bus fee to pay for the system. And the Justice Department and the state school board will still be kind of looking into that to make sure that it doesn't infringe on the put too much pressure on the low income. It's kind of unprecedented in that regard.
Well, with regard to those fees that are being discussed, such fees are common in other parts of the country, new to a system like Hoover. If those are put into place, does that change something somehow about how we provide education?
Yeah, it does, because they would be the first city school. They would be the first school system really in Alabama to be able to do that. It's my understanding, and part of that is because county school districts are mandated to provide transportation, and local school systems aren't. And so, if it's an added bonus for those city school system students, there's a little leeway for them to kind of reach negotiation on that.
So we had this unpopular decision among some in the summer, a reversal this week. What's the lesson here from this Hoover busing situation?
Well, I guess I'd be tempted to say to look before you leap, but I think the real lesson probably is in the parents and in those groups who so steadfastly protested this thing day after day and week after week in Hoover and in all sorts of venues. I think that the lesson there is if you feel strongly about it, say your piece.
Well, before we leave the schools issues, the Birmingham Board of Education got some welcome news of its own Tuesday night. After a year and a half of state control, the school system is no longer under an active takeover by the state education department. They'll just monitor things from Montgomery. So, John, how big of a change is this?
Well, it's a big victory for the school board itself, and it's kind of a moral victory for the whole system. But we have to face it. The financial situation is much better than it was when the state came in, but a lot of the elements that cause problems still are in existence. They still face some accreditation issues. They still have students leaving. They have incredible peer pressure not to put kids in Birmingham schools for people moving in. And there's still a lack of confidence that they have to overcome.
Well, with regard to that, how do they address those issues? What does moving past the state takeover look like?
Well, this will also be the first chance we've had to see the newly elected school board govern and interact with the school superintendent. So it is a fresh slate as far as that is concerned. And those guys clearly have a picture of what their job is, which is kind of different from what we've seen in the past. So, I mean, there is reason to hope.
I also want to touch on this morning Jefferson County's bankruptcy. As it puts it in the rearview mirror, there is still room, though, for a shot across the bow. Jefferson County Commission President David Carrington said lawyers representing ratepayers offered to walk away for $6 million, with Carrington even saying lawyers were selling their clients out for 30 pieces of silver. But, John, you basically rolled your eyes at this statement. You know, why is that?
Well, I mean, it seemed ironic to me that the county, which has spent $20 million on bankruptcy lawyers, $40 million since the turn of the century on lawyers, all of which they said were deserved because they were the best possible lawyers, even though some of them helped us get into this mess. You know, I just felt like we've been held up by lawyers before, and it's kind of ironic to hear him complaining when they're not his lawyers.
So how significant are these accusations?
I think it's mainly just rhetoric. You know, it's a little bit of a deflection.
And so why would Carrington make such charge statements? Is it all about posturing, ego?
Well, there's posturing, there's election. And I do think he's genuinely annoyed with the plaintiffs and their lawyers. Don't get me wrong. It could be any and all of that.
Well, does any of this really matter now that the bankruptcy is through?
You know, I don't think it does, other than the politics.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column most Wednesdays, Fridays, Sundays, and online anytime at AL.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.